new life from Christ,
那我们还要得到更丰盛的生命，让我们生命呢更有深度。
We need to receive a more abundant life so that we have more depth into our life.
也就是要有神的性情还有主耶稣的性情。
We have to have the same mind and heart of God and of Christ.
那要改变一个人的性情也不是那么容易的。
But it is not easy to change someone's characteristic or his personalities.
所以说江山易改本性难移。
And there's a saying that said that kingdom changes easily, but not someone, a person's character.
尤其要改变一个人的思想观念也是很困难的。
It is very difficult to change someone's point of view or their thoughts.
因为一个人的个性可能与生俱来的。
And because someone's personality came from birth.
这个已经在出生的时候，在基因里头已经。
And this was set when this person was born, it's in his DNA.
所以要靠一个人的意志力要行善是不可能的。
And so to depend upon one's own will to want to do good, it's very hard.
因此必须要借着主耶稣的宝血的洗礼让我们重新做一个人才有办法。
And so we need to have baptism and to be born in Christ to become a new person to be able to do that.
一个人得到新的生命以后,
so once someone receives a new life,
可能这个生命还会弄脏,
and we might dirty this new life.
因为我们还活在世界上,
because we're still living in this world.
因此我们要经常保持我们有个良好属灵的品格。
And so we need to keep our spirituality good and clean.
要经常保持良善温柔不随便生气。
We need to keep ourselves calm and gentle and not anger easily.
经常保持有节制。
We need to exercise self-control.
经常保持说网络不要看太多。
And we need to control ourselves so we don't surf the internet too much.
不要老是吃饭上厕所都在看手机。
And we don't need to look at our cell phone all the time.
这个也是要节制的功夫。
And this is the art of self-control.
那节制功夫必须要有忍耐配合。
And to be able to have self-control, we need to accompany that with endurance.
因为每一个人这个脑筋总是喜欢让自己的情绪让自己觉得很快乐。
And because our nature is wanting to make ourselves happy.
所以看手机看连续剧看新闻看什么那些脸书都是能够让自己觉得很快乐。
So when we're surfing the net, watching dramas, looking at TV, or surfing Facebook, it is to make ourselves happy.
因此有的人只要一打开电脑打开手机那就很难停下来。
And so for some people, it is very hard for them to stop once they whip up their phone or look at the internet.
因此要节制的功夫。
So they need to exercise self-control.
但是节制也要忍耐。
But when we have self-control, we also need to have endurance.
今天忍耐，明天可能就不忍耐。
And but we might endure today, but maybe not tomorrow.
今天能够忍受那种气明天可能就受不了再发脾气了。
And today we might be able to hold back our anger, but tomorrow we might not be able to hold it back.
因此要让生命经常保持着一个良好的状态，经常保持着很积极、很乐观有主耶稣温柔、良善、谦卑的这种品格也不容易。
And so it is very hard to keep our good nature and spirituality.Like Christ, to have humility and gentleness.
So, when 大家来到教会里头，都能够做一个很好的基督徒。
And when everyone come to church, we may become a good Christian.
可是回家以后，可能就不一样。
But it might be different once you go home.
所以要经常保持一致不容易。
So to be able to be consistent, that is very hard.
因此，在约翰福音的十四章就提到圣灵保惠师。
And so in John 14, it talks about the Counselor, which is the Holy Spirit.
所以借着保惠师就是能够让我们帮助我们能够进入真理，明白真理。
And so this Counselor, the Holy Spirit, can help us to understand the truth and to know the truth.
因为我们人生下来哈，就是有神的形象啊，有这个理解力。
And when we were born, we have the image of God, and we have this understanding.
所以神的话也是必须要用我们的悟性来理解。
And so God's words also need to be understood by this understanding.
这个悟性的理解就是要圣灵的帮助。
And this understanding comes from the help of the Holy Spirit.
因此我们才能够明白神的话。
So that we can understand God's words.
不然你看我们约翰福音的十三章的洗脚礼讲得很清楚啊。
And in John chapter 13, it talks about the teaching of foot washing is very clear.
啊，一样大家都在读圣经。
And everyone is reading the same Bible.
啊，可是有的人却有不一样的看法。
But some people have different view.
啊，他们是看不见。
They could not see.
啊，但是我们已经很清楚了。
But for us, it's very clear.
因为我们有圣灵的帮助。
Because we have the help of the Holy Spirit.
帮助我们理解神的话。
It helps us understand God's words.
啊，用悟性来了解。
And we understand it.
啊，理解以后还要相信。
And after we understand it, we also need to believe.
啊，同时呢还要接受。
At the same time, we receive it.
啊，假如理解以后啊不相信。也不能够接受，那就跟神的本性性情啊就无分了。
And if we are not after we understand it, we are not able to accept or receive it, then we have no part with God.
所以主耶稣的升天啊，并不是代表一切的结束。
And so when Jesus ascended to heaven, it is not the end of everything.
啊，所以主耶稣升天，并不是说啊他的任务就结束了。
It doesn't mean that all his tasks are done.
还没结束。
It's not.
所以他继续用他的圣灵啊，赐给我们，继续要帮助我们。
So he gave us the Holy Spirit to continue to help us.
啊，帮助我们成圣，帮助我们塑造一个属灵的品格。
To help us become more godly, to help us be more to have his characteristics.
啊，请看提多书第三章。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 3.
提多书第三章。
Titus chapter 3.
第五节
Verse 5
第五节
Verse 5
他便救了我们并不是因我们自己所行的义乃是照他的怜悯借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新第六节
Verse 6
圣灵就是神借着耶稣基督救主我们的救主厚厚加冠在我们身上的第七节
Verse 7
好叫我们因他的恩得着称义可以凭着永生的盼望成为后世、啊、这里提到我们得救、啊啊、是在乎神的怜悯、啊、借着重生的洗礼还有圣灵的更新
Here it says that we are saved because of the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit
所以神是一位很实际的神
And God is a practical God.
啊，并不是说我们重生有个新的生命，好，那事情就结束了。
And just because we were born and have this new life doesn't mean everything ends.
啊，神很实际啊，他也理解我们人的软弱。
God is practical and He understands our weaknesses.
因为受洗以后，我们还活在世界上。
Because after we are baptized, we will still have to live in this world.
那我们的生活是很实际的，要充满各种的挑战。各种的困难。
We have to live in this life. Practically, we have to go through a lot of challenges.
啊，尤其是现在的环境，我们所处的环境更艰难。
Especially now, we live in a very difficult environment.
因为大家都说啊，自由啦、平等啦、博爱呀。
Everyone is talking about freedom, and equality.
所以就把神的公义啊抛弃了。
And so we might put aside God's righteousness.
啊，尤其是我们也会受影响。
Sometimes we might be influenced.
因此就赐给我们圣灵来更新我们的想法，更新我们的内心呢。
So God gave us the Holy Spirit to renew our thoughts and our heart.
所以这里说圣灵的更新。
Here it says the regeneration of Holy Spirit.
那保罗在罗马书的十二章那里提到更新而变化。
And Paul in chapter 12, in Romans chapter 12 talks about the renewal of the spirit.
所以我们就是没有经常被圣灵更新变化的话，那我们就是会接受世界上的思想妥协。
If we do not constantly be renewed by the Holy Spirit, we might compromise with this world.
所以为什么我们要经常参加聚会？
And this is why we need to come to attend service very often.
啊，经常读圣经。
We must also read the Bible often.
啊，经常祷告。
And often pray.
说让神的灵啊，经常提醒我们啊，来洗净我们的良心。
So God's Spirit can often remind us and cleanse our heart.
尤其最近网络很多各种不同的消息。
And we see many different messages on the internet.
然后我们跟朋友也会聊天。
And we will talk to our friends.
那朋友他会介绍啊他的想法。
And our friends might introduce to us their point of view or their thoughts.
那有些想法，有些人生观，有些看法是啊跟神的方法互相违背的。
And but there are some thoughts and there are some point of views might be against God's principle or what God's views.
当然朋友的好意啊，我们要接受了。
And of course, we can accept that our friends have good intentions.
但是他们的思想、他们的想法啊，我们不一定要接受。
But we might not need to accept all of their thoughts or their point of view.
所以我们就是用神的话来做一个对照的标准。
Let's use God's word.As our point of reference.
所以神的圣灵呢，会让我们想起神的话来。
And so God's Spirit will make us think of God's words.
啊，不然有些时候会忘记。
Otherwise, we might forget.
比如在生气的时候，有几个人想到圣经的话，说要慢慢的生气。
And for example, when you get angry, how many of us actually think about God, the words in the Bible that told us to be slow to anger?
啊，当我们对孩子有很多期待。
When we have a lot of expectation out of our children,
对于我们的配偶呢，也有很多的期待。
And out of our spouse,
都是期待他们做得更好。
We all wish they could do better.
甚至比较很完美。
And become a perfect.
可是有没有想到我们自己也不完美啊？
But have any of us think that us ourselves are not perfect?
神有没有从来要求我们必须要完美啊？
Did God ever expect us to be perfect?
神也是经常替我们在圣灵经常替我们在祷告。
God through the Holy Spirit often intercede for us.
因为他了解我们的软弱。
Because he understands our weaknesses.
所以当我们在要求对方的时候
，So when we ask other people for something,
我们有没有想到他还是人呢
？Have we thought that they are also human?
他也是有软弱啊。
They also have weaknesses.
就像好像我们自己一样，也是不完全，也是有所软弱的。
Just like ourselves, they are also not perfect, and they have a lot of weaknesses.
所以就是必须要靠圣灵哈，来经常提醒我们。
So these needs, we need the Holy Spirit to often remind us of this fact.
所以当保罗说更新的变化，这个变化就是改变形象的意思。
And so when Paul talking about renewal of the Spirit, this is to for the Holy Spirit to change our heart.
啊，就好像主耶稣在山上变化一样。
Just like the transformation on the mountain by the Lord Jesus.
啊，所以突然之间嘛，他们在祷告的时候，耶稣就变了形象。
Just when they're praying on the mountain, Jesus transformed.
哇，变得大家都很喜欢呐。
And everyone liked that.
很吸引人。
It's very attractive.
所以保罗啊，不是这个彼得啊，还有约翰、雅各，他们都说啊，哎呀，主啊，我们在这里真好啊。
So Peter, and John said that, God, teacher, it is indeed very good to be here.
我说，你看，当一个人说有你真好，有你在这里也真好，我们都很喜欢跟你在一起。
And so when someone said to you, it's good to be with you, it's good to have you here.
还是啊。朋友说：“哎呀，讨厌啊，走开，走开。”
Or would your friend say, "I hate you, please go away"?
哦，所以我们要像主耶稣一样变得形象。
So we need to transform just like the Lord Jesus.
让大家都说啊，有你在这里真好，好像主耶稣一样啊，在那里真好。
So everybody can say that it's very good to have you here, just like they told the Lord Jesus.
这个就要更新而变化。
This is we need to be renewed and regenerate through the Spirit.
所以就靠圣灵的更新啊，经常来洗净我们良心。
And through the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, we cleanse our conscience and our heart.
让我们能够继续在神的本性上有份。
So that we can have part with God.
能够结出啊喜乐的果子。
And so we can yield the fruit of joy.
所以当一个人被圣灵更新以后
，So when someone was renewed by the Spirit，
那有什么结果呢
？What is the result？
来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音的14章。
John chapter 14.
十四章。
John 14.
啊，来看二十八节。
First 28.
这个二十八，你们听见我对你们说的啊，我去还要到你们这里来。你们若爱我，因我到父那里去，就必喜乐，因为父是比我大的。
28, you have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I.
好，再来看十六章。
And also chapter 16.
啊，十六章这边十二节哈，就谈到圣灵。
It talks about the Spirit.
圣灵要让我们能够明白真理。
And that it, the Spirit will make us understand truth.
再来看二十四节。
Also 24.
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今啊，你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。所以一个人被圣灵充满，满有神的形象。
And so when one is filled with the Holy Spirit, he is filled with God.
也就叫神的性情。
And he had the He had the mind and the heart of God.
那结果呢？这个喜乐就可以满足。
And so that they, whatever they ask for may be fulfilled.
所以一个人要被圣灵充满。
So a person needs to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
而且圣灵啊，这是一个圣洁的灵。
Holy Spirit is holy.
神的灵啊，有神的爱。
And in God's Spirit there is love.
让我们有一个怜悯的心肠。
So that we will have the heart of compassion.
我们对别人有爱心，别人也会对我们有爱心。
If we have the heart to love others, then others will love us.
因为圣经说，我们要怎么样，我们要别人怎么样对待我们，我们也要怎样对待别人。
Because the Bible tells us that we need to treat others just like how we want others to treat us.
怜悯向审判夸胜。
And mercy, triumph over judgment.
而且啊，爱能够遮掩很多的过犯。
And love can cover multitudes of things.
因为每一个人都不完全啊。
Because every one of us is not perfect.
可是我们只要是对别人有怜悯的心。
But if we have this mercy towards others,
我们就可以免于受审判。
We can't also given mercy at judgment.
也就是说，对别人有恩慈。
And if we have mercy on others,
那我们良心呢会很干净。
And our conscience will be clean.
我们自然就会很喜乐。
And then we naturally be joyful.
因为我们知道我们不会被定罪。
Because we know we will not be judged.
爱越多哈，这个赦免就越多啊。
The more we love, the more we can forgive.
那一个人假如没有罪恶感，没有这种 guilty 的感觉，没有这种罪恶感的话，
if a person does not have this sense of guilt,
那当然他的良心就安，
and his
良心就很安，
and his conscience will be very
良心很平安，
very peace, very at ease.
那良心平安以后，
and after his conscience at ease,
一个人就有自信，
then he will gain this confidence.
良心安了以后，我去这个外面职场找工作在上班，
and he can go out and try when he look for a job，
就会很有自信。
He will have full confidence，
因为他的良心很平安。
Because his conscience is at ease，
这是从神来的。
And this comes from God，
这是圣灵的赏赐。
This is gift of the Holy Spirit，
因为他说啊，如今你们求必得着，这个得着是得着什么呢？就得着应许的圣灵。
And here it says, "Ask and you will receive." What do we receive? We receive the Holy Spirit.
得到圣灵以后，能够帮助我们更新。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit, it will help us renew ourselves.
我们的良心就平安，没有罪恶感。
And then our heart, and then we, our conscience will be clear, and we do not have, we do not feel guilty.
所以圣灵说，这个喜乐就很大。
And then this joy, may be full.
所以我们要借着圣灵的帮助啊，让我们更新，让我们有神的性情，有神的那、有主耶稣的性情。
So we must rely on the Holy Spirit to renew ourselves so that we can be godly.
让我们生命就变得很丰盛。
So that our life may be full.
那一个人就会看起来就不一样。
And then, you will be different.
好像摩西一样，哦，他一下山就脸上就发光了。
Just like Moses, when he came down from the mountain, his face was radiant.
那我们一样，有神的荣光充满我们，一个人就非常喜乐。
Likewise, if we have the glory of us, the glory of God fill us, then we will be full of joy.
啊，这个喜乐啊，可以影响到我们周围的人。
This joy will influence those around us.
也会影响到我们的家人。
And also our family members.
所以怎么来爱我们的家人
？So how do we love our family members?
我们自己要先喜乐。
First, we need to be joyful.
我们的孩子要喜乐。
Then our children will be joyful.
我们假设没有喜乐的话，我们孩子怎么能够让他有个快乐的童年呢
？If we do not have joy, how can we give a good, joyful childhood to our children?
并不是说哎呀，玩具给你就好了。
We cannot just give them all the toys they want.
也不是说啊，我开1000块支票给你去花用。
Or give them $1,000 for them to use whatever they want.
这个都不能够买喜乐的。
All of these cannot fulfill the joy.
所以我们自己一定要在生命上做一个改变。
So for us, we need to have this transformation in our life.
有神丰富的本性。
We need to have the fullness of God.
所以我们看神丰富的本性就在耶稣基督里头，很丰富的。
And so the fullness of God is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣啊，他你看他就不怕各种的困难挑战呢。
And so the Lord Jesus was not afraid of all the challenges and difficulties.
所以我们假如是被圣灵充满，我们也会有主的基督的喜乐。
And so if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will have the fullness of joy just like the Lord Jesus.
那有了圣灵的帮助以后。
So after we have the help of the Holy Spirit,
就进到这个约翰福音的十五章。
And we enter into John 15.
就能够结出更多的果子。
Then we will yield more fruit.
所以我们看更丰盛的生命，从约翰福音的第十章就一直谈这个是整个一个结果。
And so from John chapter 10, it keeps on continuing talking about a more abundant life.
所以十五章就是这个生活的实践。
And 15 is the description of life.
好，我们请看约翰福音的十五章。
It's let's turn to John chapter 15.
我是第一节我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。第二节，那凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多第三节。
Verse 3.
那我现在因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。第四节，你们要藏在我里面，我也要藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在我葡萄树上，自己就不能够结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。第五节，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也要藏在他里面。这人就要多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能够做什么。第六节，
Verse 6,
人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面，枯干，人折起来扔在火里烧了。第七节，
Verse 7,
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也要藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。第八节，
Verse 8,
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。再看。十六节
，Verse 16，
不是我拣选的不是你们拣选的我，是我拣选的你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。十七节，我这样吩咐你们，是要叫你们彼此相爱就是丰富的生命最终的目标就是要彼此相爱。
And so my main purpose of of having a more abundant life is to love one another.
那我们看结果这是什么意思
？What does it mean to yield fruit？
你看我们这个教会的两旁种了这个番石榴把它
And so we see that on both sides of our church, we have planted many guava trees.
哇，这个摘来吃的很好吃，很甜。
And when it yield fruit, we all pick it and eat it. It's very sweet.
那夏天我们自己的庭院也种了很多各种不同果树。
And in also in summertime, we also have many other fruit trees planted.
那结果是怎么样跟人的性情连接在一起呢
？So how does yielding fruits link to our life？
我们请看《创世纪》四十九章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 49.
创世纪四十九章的二十二节。
Genesis 49, verse 22.
四十九章的二十二节。
Genesis 49, verse 22.
啊，约瑟啊，是多结果子的树枝啊，是泉旁多结果子的枝子，它的枝条探出墙外。我们看约瑟哈，圣经说他是多结果子的树枝。
He mentioned Joseph is a fruitful bough.
啊，那结果子跟约瑟他的生活怎么来连接呢
？So how does fruitfulness link to Joseph's life？
我们就知道啊，法老说啊，你有神的圣灵，你内心呢有神的灵。
And so we know that Pharaoh once said to him that in you there is the spirit of God.
也就是约瑟有个很良好属灵的品格。
And we can say that Joseph has a very good spiritual characteristic.
我们看约瑟哈，他在埃及地哈，他后来他当宰相啊，娶了妻子。
And we know that Joseph grew up in Egypt and later on became the prime minister and also married a wife there.
啊，然后就给孩子取名啊，生了两个孩子。
And so he had two sons.
啊，其中一个叫取名叫神让我忘记哈，神让我忘记苦情。这些苦难让我忘记了。
And one of the sons, he named the son with the meaning that God have let me forget about all my sufferings.
所以从他这一句话、这个名字的启发，我们可以看到他当时一个人哈被卖到埃及以后他的处境。
And so, just from him naming his son, we know how difficult his life was after he was sold to Egypt.
他是很痛苦的。
He was suffering.
会不会痛苦？当然会了。
And will you suffer too? Of course.
你看，从希伯来地被卖到埃及地。
He was sold to from the land of Hebrews to Egypt.
第一个，语言不通。
First of all, he didn't speak the language.
想想，你看，我们刚从国外来到美国的时候，刚开始英文也。不怎么流通啊，不怎么流利啊。
And for some of us, we can think of the time when we first arrived at the United States, where we don't speak English very well.
啊，甚至有的来美国已经三十年了，英文还不通呢。
And some of us have been living here for 30 years, and still our English didn't improve.
有的人老人家为什么在美国住不习惯
？Why is it that some elderly members are not very used to living in the U.S.?
因为语言不通了。
Because of the language.
所以让他们觉得很苦。
So it feels very that they're suffering.
啊，他干脆搬回去大陆啊，搬回台湾住。
So they would rather move back to China or Taiwan.
所以我们想想，约瑟住在埃及地上，语言不通，那个苦啊，我们一定能够理解的。
And so we can relate to Joseph when he first arrived at Egypt.
第二个，因为语言不通啊，你不能够学习人家的文化。
And the secondly, because of this language barrier, it's hard for you to understand their culture.
因为你要学习，就是靠这个人家嘴讲出来教导我们，好，还是看文字。
Because for you to learn a new culture, you need others to tell you through words how it is.
结果文字也看不懂，语言也听不懂。
And since you don't speak the language or read the words.
啊，怎么去学习新的文化呢
？How do you learn that new culture？
怎么能够跟当地的人融合在一起
？How do you mingle with the locals？
很困难。
It's very hard。
所以你说苦不苦
？So don't you think he suffers a lot？
很苦啊。
He was suffering。
后来要因为要守住神的道理。
And later, because he want to keep the words of God。
啊，不与他的主人的妻子啊发生一些不正常的婚姻关系。
He was. He refused to be involved with his master's wife.
结果啊，被下到监牢里头。
And he was put in prison for that.
这个是重刑犯呐。
And that was. He was punished like a criminal.
这种犯人啊，到监狱里头一定是会被欺负的。
And once he was put in prison with other criminals, he would be bullied.
这种刑犯啊，到监狱里头会被人家瞧不起的。
And he would be looked down upon.
你说苦不苦？
And wasn't he suffering?
他是很冤枉的啦。
And he was wrongly accused.
他要被人家以重刑犯来看待。
But he was viewed as a criminal.
很苦啊。
It's very. His life was full of suffering.
神使他忘记。
But the Bible says God let him forget.
所以我们一生或许也有这种苦难呢。
And we might be suffering the same thing in our life. We might be falsely accused. We might be misunderstood.
被人欺负啊。
We might be bullied.
啊，觉得自己很孤独啊，因为语文不通啊，文化不懂啊。
We might feel lonely because of language barrier or a different culture.
啊，这些都没关系，要神也要使我们忘记。
But it's all okay because God will let us forget.
要忘记以后，我们就能够再往前走了。
And after we forget, we will be able to move on.
把我们善良的本性再发挥出来。
And we can exercise the good in us.
所以有一句话英文说叫 overwhelm， 就是说被那些负面的就掩盖，我们这个正面的被负面的压过了。
And a lot of time, Our goodness or the positive in our life has been covered or overwhelmed by all the negative.
啊，比如说我们小孩子说，哎，怎么，过了十一点还没回来。
For example, if our child has not returned at 11 p.m.
那怎么也没有打电话来呀？
And they didn't call.
那我们就脑筋就胡思乱想了。
And then we'll start having all these different thoughts.
会不会被绑架？
Was he kidnapped?
会不会发生车祸啊？
Was he in an accident?
哇，越想越害怕。
And the more we think about it, the more afraid we become.
其实我们所想的没有一样是真的。
But what we think of might not none of them might be true.
哎，我们要知道这个道理啊，就不要胡思乱想啊。
We know this logically that we should not overthink.
要多想一些正面的。
We should think positive.
可是这个负面呢，一直压过我们呢，一直压。
But all these negatives keep on overwhelming us.
这个 evil thought， 这个不好的思想压过好的思想。
These evil thoughts will overwhelm all the good thoughts.
可是我们依靠神的话。
But if we rely on God.
像约瑟，他说这多结果子的枝子。
Just like Joseph, he was a fruitful bough.
他有良善的这种灵。
He had a good spirit.
所以压过这些负面的。
And so he was able to overcome all the negatives.
所以让他能够继续往前走了。
So he was able to move on.
啊，走人生的道路。
He moved forward in his journey of life.
因为他有一个很好的属灵的品格。
Because he had a very good spirituality.
啊，再请看诗篇的128篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 128.
128篇第三节。
Psalm 128 verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
128篇第三节。
Psalm 128 verse 3.
你妻子在你的内室啊，好像多结果子的葡萄树；你儿女围绕你的桌子，好像橄榄摘子。妻子在内室好像多结果子的葡萄树。
It says your wife shall be like a fruitful vine.
那结果子啊的葡萄树怎么能够跟妻子啊连在一起
？And how do we link wife with fruitful vine？
啊，当然有人说啊，他生了很多孩子啊，像葡萄一串一串啊，孩子那么多。
Some said, well, she can bear many children just like grapes.
孩子那么多很辛苦。
But if you have that many children, your life will be hard.
啊，光是喊这个来吃饭，啊，说老大来吃饭，老二，你看从第一个喊到第十个，我看呢，声音也差不多哑了。
And if you have to yell at your kids to come eat, and you have many of them, then you might lose your voice.
那你看这个葡萄树的那个葡萄串哈，那么多的孩子，我看喊到最后也没力气了。
And if your wife were to have kids like a bunch of grapes, then she might lose all the strength at the end.
所以是不是很辛苦啊？
Isn't that very hard for her?
哦，以前的孩子很多啊。
And people in the olden days tend to have more kids.
所以这边多结果子到底是什么意思？
So what does have a fruitful vine here means?
也是属于这个妻子一个很好的品格。
And this means that your wife has many good virtues.
就好像箴言第31篇所记载的。
Just like recorded in Proverbs 31.
箴言的31章这边提到贤惠的妇人。
For Proverb 31 talks about the prudent wife.
啊，你看，哇，她很早起来做煮饭的了啊。
And she would work up very early to cook for the family.
啊，有时间就帮忙家里的人哦，做衣服啊。
And he would make clothes for family members whenever she has time.
所以让家里的人不用担心。
So that the members of her family does not have any care.
这个就是贤惠的妻子的属灵的品格。
And so this is a spiritual virtue of a prudent wife.
所以这是记载一个敬畏神的家庭。
And so this chapter recorded a family that fear God.
那敬畏神的家庭的妻子，这个妻子也是扮演一个很重要的角色。
And so in this fear, the household that fear God, the wife plays a very important role.
啊，妻子有一个很好的属灵的品格。
Because the wife has good spirituality.
啊，有神的性情。
She is godly.
也就是我们早上所谈的，那叫神的性情。
And that is the godliness that we talk about in the morning.
所以结果是意思啊，就是有一个啊神的性情啊。
And so to be fruitful means that we need to be godly, to be like Christ.
啊，圣经人告诉我们，啊，说，啊，在约翰福音我们刚刚所读的十五章那里说，啊，是我拣选你们，不是你们拣选我。
John chapter 15, which we read previously, tell us that, he chose us, not the other way around.
啊，选好了以后，啊，来做什么？
And so, what do we do after we are chosen?
啊，当然你说啊，来吃饭了哈。来吃饭。
Oh, you can say we come to eat.
而且呢，可以泡茶、喝咖啡、喘气时间。
We can have fellowship, drink some teas or coffee.
啊，所以有的信徒啊，这个时间最快乐，喘气时间。
And some members feel that the fellowship time is the most joyful.
他说，神选择我们的目的是不是只有来参加团契
？But does God choose us only to have fellowship?
他说，我要分派啊，分派，这个英文叫 ordain 我。Ordain 就按例啊，我按例你们去结果子。
And so the Bible tells us that God will ordain us to go yield fruit.
那我们按例就是按例长子啊，按例长老执事啊。
When we talk about ordain, we usually talk about ordaining a deacon or an elder.
啊，是按例传道啊。
Or pastor.
啊，这个按例去结果子，这还要按例呀。
But why do we need to be ordained just to bear fruits?
那在使徒时代，我们想想啊，谁按例？使徒们出去传福音啊。
And so at the apostolic time, let's think about who ordained those apostles when they first sent out to preach the message.
啊，谁按例啊？
Who ordained them?
啊，大家想想。
Think about.
长老按例。
Was it elders?
还是彼得去按例他们
？Was it Peter?
还是约翰、雅各
？Or James? John?
啊，不是啊，圣灵按例他们，差遣他们出去传福音。
The Holy Spirit.Ordain them and send them out to preach.
所以主耶稣说，我安立你们，就是圣灵安立，圣灵差派我们要去结果子。
So when Christ said that He ordained us, that is the Holy Spirit that ordained us to and send us out to bear fruits.
所以我们都领受圣灵了。
All of us receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要帮助我们更新。
The Holy Spirit will help us renew ourselves.
所以很自然的，我们就能够结果子了。
So very naturally, we will yield fruit.
因为我们已经接受了差遣，接受了案例啊。
Because we have been sent and we have been ordained.
我们也是工人呢，我们也是很重要的工人呢。因为圣经说，我们也是神的祭司啊。
We are also important workers of God because the Bible said we are all His priests.
所以神用圣灵来高立我们。
So God used the Holy Spirit to ordain us.
啊，叫我们去结果子，而且叫果子可以长存。
He told us to yield fruit and these everlasting fruit.
哦，这个果子啊，跟一般果子不一样啊。
So this fruit is not the same as regular fruits.
你看你们家的果子有的会掉下来，对不对？
And、
不会常常掉在那里呀、啊。
If you have a fruit tree, one day they will drop to the floor. They would not hang there forever.
哦，你不去摘它的话。经过一个时间，它萎缩，自然会掉下来。
If we do not pick it, one day it will shrink and it will eventually drop to the floor.
那掉下来就不能吃啊。
And then when it drops to the floor, you cannot eat it anymore.
掉下来在地上的果子叫不叫做果子的。
Because when it drops on the floor, you can no longer call it a fruit.
哦，我们在萨加门都的房子啊，也是种了很多的果树。
And on my house in Sacramento, also we planted a lot of fruit trees.
啊，有些果树会掉在地面上。
Some fruits will just drop to the floor.
老实说，到目前为止，我很少从 从这个地面上的果子捡起来吃的，因为树上还有很多啊。
Honestly speaking, I rarely pick up the fruits that fall on the floor because there's still many of them on the tree.
在地上的话，有的已经被小鸟吃了。
Because when they drop to the floor, some of them were eaten by birds.
有的已经被蚂蚁啊造访过了。
Some were infested by ants.
啊，所以不能吃啊。
So I could not eat.
所以那个就不算果子的。
So those are not fruits to me.
因此圣经说啊，这个使果子长存，常常吊在那里呀。
And so here, Bible said that we would yield fruits that is everlasting, and it will always be on the tree.
那为什么会掉下来？因为失去了水分。
And the fruit will fall to the floor because it lost moisture.
它那个水果，那个叫掉在枝子上，那个根哈，已经没有水分了，已经枯干了，当然没有力量哈，就掉下来。
When the stem that connected to the branch lost moisture or water, it will dry up and the fruit will gradually or naturally fall.
果子为什么会掉下来？
Why would the fruit fall?
还有一个原因是什么？
What is the reason?
大家想想啊。
Think about it.
这样不会睡觉。
So you won't fall asleep.
果子为什么会掉下来？
Why would the fruit drop to the floor when it ripes?
对，很聪明啊。万有引力，地心引力嘛，哈。
Gravity。
所以这个地上引力很大啊。
Because of gravity is great。
啊，就世界上引力很大，就把它吸下来了。
Because the gravity of the earth is great and it will pull it down。
所以我们为了要使这个果子可以长存，常常掉在那里，就是要脱离，要摆脱这个地心引力。
And so for us to be able to yield fruits that is everlastingly attached to the branch, we need to defy this gravity.
所以要让神的能力，神的能力，这个圣灵能力大过地心引力。
And we need to make God's power greater than the force that pull it down.
那它就很自然的啊，就会常常在那里啊。
And so very naturally, the fruit will keep on hanging to the tree.
不然的话，有一天呢会掉下来的。
Otherwise, one day this fruit will fall.
掉下去了就不是果子了。
And once it falls, it's no longer fruit.
所以很奇妙，圣经说要分派我们去结果子，叫果子可以长存。
And very miraculously, the Bible tells us that God will send us out to yield fruit, and the fruit will be everlasting.
那怎么结果子？
How do we be fruitful?
他最后说，这要讲了那么多话，总而言之就是叫你们彼此相爱。
And so, lastly, it says after all the things that he said, he wants us to love one another.
早知道早上就讲这句话就结束了，就不用在下午的聚会了，彼此相爱。
I could have just mentioned this in the morning, and we don't even need to have afternoon service.
所以从早上讲到现在，总而言之就是彼此相爱。
So I've talked since the morning. The conclusion is we need to love one another.
所以更丰盛的生命，就在这个爱里头啊，这个在这个团体里头，大家生命里头就充满着神的爱。
And so to receive a more abundant life, we all need to be in this household of God. We need to love one another.
这个生命多么的丰盛呢
？Then how much abundance this life will be？
丰盛到大家很难想象。
And this abundance life is beyond your expectation.
真的是很难想象哦。
It's really hard to fathom it.
这个力量是非常大的。
This power of this is great.
请看以赛亚书的十一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 11.
以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah 11.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以赛亚书十一章第六节。
Isaiah 11, verse 6.
豺狼必与绵羊羔同居呀，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥猪同群，小孩子要牵引他们。第七节，但牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草与牛一样。第八节，那吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口，断奶的婴儿必按锁在毒血的穴上。第九节，在我圣山的偏处，这一切都不伤人，不害物，因为认识神的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满海洋一般。我们看这个是一个神的原地，很特殊的描述。
And so this is a unique description of the land of God.
那当你讲给别人听哈，人说哇，这个豺狼要跟绵羊羔同居，不会伤害，互相伤害。
When you tell others that the wolf and the lamb will dwell together, they will not harm.Hurt one another.
那这是不可能的。
That's impossible.
你看，狮子 山羊羔绵羊，哇，大家都在一起呀、
啊。You see that the lions and the lambs and goat, they're all living together.
婴儿要按手在毒蛇的穴上。
And the child shall play by the cobra's hole.
啊，请我们有几个愿意让我们自己的婴孩要按手在毒蛇的穴上啊？
And how many of us will let our child play by the cobra's hole?
也就是说啊，远离啊，远离那条毒蛇啊，不要靠近了、啊。
You will warn them and say, go, stay away from that hole because
there's
cobra there. 所以这个爱
的力量，爱的包容度，哦，爱的包容度是让大家很难想象的。
And so this power and coverage of this love is beyond our understanding.
我认识有一个啊，有一对夫妻啊。
I know this couple.
太太大概84岁。
The wife is about 84.
这个先生啊，大概50岁。
The husband's about 50.
啊，太太84岁，先生50岁。
So the wife is 84 and the husband is 50 years old.
两个人相处都很好啊。
And they live well with each other.
啊，你说怎么可能？这个太太84岁，啊，先生50岁。
If you think about it, how was that possible?
哎，可能啊。
Of course it is.
只要两个人有包容性。
Of course, as long as they bear one another.
能够相处在一起。
They can live together.
所以你看这个神的原地啊，也是让我们很难想象的。
And so in this world, in this land of God, is also something that is hard for us to understand.
因为认识神的知识要充满遍地，就每个地方都有神的知识，就有水啊，有圣灵的同在，有爱在那里呀。
Because the earth shall be full of the knowledge of God, and the water covers the sea, and it is full of love, full of God's Spirit.
这个就是我们一个目标，这个要我们追求神的国的一个目标。
And so this is our goal. This is the goal for us to pursue after God.
我们不在乎说里头要多少的各种不同动物啊。
We do not care how many different animals
will be there. 有几只豺狼，有几只老虎，有几只狮子。
Or how many lions were there, or how many wolves.
还是这个要有多少的绵羊。
Or how many lambs.
啊，这个都不重要。
That's not important.
最主要的，在里头的人都被更新了，被圣灵更新的。
What's important is the people in there, that living there, will be renewed by the Spirit.
神的爱就是透过圣灵浇灌在我们内心。
And God's love is poured down to us through the Holy Spirit.
所以让大家都能够互相包容。
So that everyone can bear one another.
那结果呢？
And what's the result?
第十节。
Verse 10.
到那日，神的啊耶西啊，到那日耶西的根立作万民的大旗，外邦人必寻求他，他安息之所大有荣耀。这边耶西的根啊，就是耶稣基督啊。
Here, the root of Jesse is the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督要立作万民的大旗。
And he shall stand as the banner to the people.
啊，那个旗子嘛，比那个有时候大家看到那个小飞机，它前上飞，后边哈有挂着一个旗子哈。
And sometimes you see a small airplane fly by, and you see a banner attached to the tail.
啊，其实每次我都很想认真看看它上面写的什么，都看不到了。
And every time I tried to read what was on the banner, but I couldn't.
飞机飞，后面有个旗子啊，不知道写什么。
And so the plane just fly by with that banner. I didn't know what's on it.
但是这个旗子很特别，旗子比那个更大。
But here the banner is special because it's much bigger than that.
让大家都能够看得到。
So that everyone shall see.
很吸引人啊。
It's very attractive.
能够这个动物园哈，就不用怕。不用什么铁笼关它，都开放的。
And so the animals in this land do not need cage or fence because they would not hurt anybody.
凡是羡慕的人，这个外邦人也可以来呀。
And all the Gentiles also can seek after him.
我们只要能够彼此相爱。
As long as we can love one another.
神就大有荣耀。
Then God shall be glorious.
神的荣耀也就是我们的荣耀。
And God's glory shall be our glory.
你看这个多么的美好。
And how wonderful that is.
说弟兄姐妹哈，说大家互相包容。
So brothers and sisters, we should bear one another.
因为大家来自各种不同的家庭背景。
We come from many different backgrounds.
文化背景。
Different cultures.
教育背景。
Different education.
这个都不一样。
We all different.
但是没关系。
But that's okay.
大家都因为神的爱啊，互相吸引，互相来到这里。
And all of us shall be attractive by the love of God, and we all come here.
大家的彼此相爱。
And we shall love one another.
就好像这个旗子会吸引人的。
Just like this banner, it will attract many people.
不是说他听得懂什么道理啊。
And so some truth seeker come, it's not because they understand all the truth that we're talking about.
而是他觉得，哎，这个就是一个有爱的家庭。
But they feel that this is a family that is full of love.
所以他就被这个爱所吸引了。
So they are attracted by this love.
那我们主耶稣啊就得到荣耀。
Then our Lord Jesus shall be glorified.
那他就会来相信了。
And he will come to believe.
因为这股爱的力量吸引着他。
Because this power of love keep on attracting him.
所以里头的人啊都有一个很丰盛的生命。
It says that the people in that place will be full of life.
要生命都改变。
And their life will be changed.
我们信耶稣就是要追求这样生命的改变。
So when we believe in Christ, what we should pursue after is to the renewal of our life.
那我们就能够享受神的荣耀。
So that we can enjoy the glory of God.
好，在唱诗126首。
Let us sing hymn 126.